Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. So, for those of you that were not around yesterday, that was the first time that song was heard here. Hallelujah. So we had a good time to pray. Amen. And in the midst of that prayer, God gave us this song. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Many times when you break into a new level, now let me tell you, I had an experience yesterday. While we prayed, I broke into a new level. Do you understand? Like, I knew. It's like a resistance was removed, and I I was doing the same thing, but I had access to more resources, you know. And let me tell you, this July month of prayers, you will pray like I've never prayed. Huh? And you will break into levels. Some of you will enter multiple levels at the same time. Yeah. So go and get ready. Go and buy your combat jeans and your nose kettle. Wear trousers and buy belt, because we only know when we start. If we get to the end of the fasting and we realize that there are many more lands to be recovered, we will continue. So we'll do season 2 in August. So your best option is to collect everything. But believe me, you have lost too much. Now, whether the devil likes it or not, the scripture says when the enemy has been identified, he will be made to refund sevenfold. That's what the Bible says. So you are going to have a sevenfold increase. Is the cry of victory, yeah. Hosanna. Is the cry of victory, yeah. Hosanna. Say, is the cry of victory, yeah. Hosanna. Is the cry of victory. Hallelujah. Now I'm about to preach the shortest message in my entire life so far. Job chapter 33. You will not believe it until I share the grace. This is 11:21. I am in competition against myself this morning. So don't worry. The motivation is there, because money is not involved. Job chapter 33, verse 15, from verse 14 to 18. Alabara lani oloko julo. Alabara. Lord, one more time, say alagbara, for God speaketh once, yes, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and bring it down a bit, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. One of the ways that God has established for us to be secured and guided is through prophetic dreams. Now, we have many types of dreams. However, because of the times that are upon us, I want to prepare you. Because one of the ways that God has always been communicating with you is through dreams. Now, if dreams were nothing, why is it that Satan also uses that channel? It's a pure communication channel. It's a realm of his own. Things can happen to you in the dream and they materialize in your physical world. Angels that you see in the dream, they are not fairy tales, they are real. They exist. The dream world is your passage into the eternal realm. It is the way you can see what is going on around you. That is how you know that you may be living in a particular area, but that area may be given over to idols. But physically, you just see buildings, you see structures, you see businesses. But the spiritual state of that place, do you know that in the world of dreams, you only see with your spiritual eyes? God has been speaking to you. God has been communicating with you. But many times that channel is plugged, is clogged. So you have too many people passing that channel. So you have the devil coming in. You have your fantasies coming in. You have Satan coming in. You have your personal aspirations coming in. You have many things that sometimes you wake up, the dream is even confused. And many times you don't even remember. How can you have a vivid dream and you don't remember? If dreams are nothing. There are many people that were warned. They said it's just a dream. They said it's just a dream. And I will tell you three or four purposes of dreams this morning. Because if you don't know the power of a thing, you will not be able to maximize it. There are many of you here that are gifted as dreamers. Some people think you are not spiritual, but you know yourself that anytime you dream, that there's something to it. Listen to me. You require a level of spirituality to be able to dream. Yeah. And this is one channel that God uses to speak to everybody, whether you are born again or not. That channel is an enclosed, encrypted way of communication. And that is why many times when God really wants to speak to you, he will use signs and symbols. How many of you have had dreams before? You knew the dream meant something, but you couldn't really decode it, right? Because the only way God protects the message is to encode it. So when you are a dreamer, more importantly, you must pray for the spirit of understanding. There is a gift of a dreamer. There is also the spirit of interpretation. Many dreamers, even right now, some people dreamt at Castle Rock this last night. There was a king who saw famine. A pharaoh. He saw famine, but he couldn't interpret it. Looking back now, you would say, you saw lean cows, right? Now, in those days, those type of animals like cows or bulls, oxen, they were symbols of economic strength. Do you also know that in the stock market, they also use animals? They say the bull market or the bears. So if the market is bullish, what does it mean? It's strong. The market is doing well. If it's bearish, and please, don't think that because it's bearish, hello. Some people just, when you listen to channel's news and you see the market was bearish, I am here to warn you that it is bearish. They also have colors. Bullish is what? Green. Bearish is what? Red. So that when you are, don't run away from financial news
tomorrow. Try to pay attention to Arise News Channel. When you see the green and you see, it's like this thing has more red, means the economy is not good. Let me also tell you, all those things they show you on that screen is rubbish. Yes. That thing is a language. If you don't know how to read it, you'll just be seeing things moving. They went to download it on Invato. Okay, if you don't know what Invato is, forget about it. They went to download it online. It's like a stock video. So the thing is just playing at the background. Ask the man, what does it mean? His own job is to read the news, not to fix the economy. That is how dreams are. You will see signs. You will see symbols. A man as great as Pharaoh saw lean cows. He could not even decipher that these cows are the symbol of our economy. It's like an agrarian society where plantations, crops, using oxen to drive the plantation process, that this thing must have to do with their sustenance. Because something might be staring at you in the face spiritually. Until you are given understanding, you will not know. This thing I said now, do you know that you can have a dream this night and see 7 cows? You will still not know what it means. Even though you are in church this morning, and you heard me say that there was a powerful king who had all knowledge and was worshipped as a god, as a deity. But when he had that dream, he himself did not know. But they brought a man who was in prison. There is something about suffering that can make your spiritual antenna sharp. Because when you know you are the only one watching out for yourself. Have you ever seen a client before and God said, don't do anything with that person? Who knows what I'm talking about? You, a client, and God said, no, don't work with this person. I want nobody. Hey, we need to do more. Okay. How many of you ever had a client that after you are done with the job, didn't pay you? Now, you see the hands. I want to assure you, God gave you a sign. God gave you a sign that you didn't know. You didn't know what to do with it. You glossed over it. Signs and patterns are the language of the spiritual realm. Signs and patterns are the language of the dream world. When you see certain things, the Holy Spirit must be able to explain to you if you should be concerned or if you should not worry. In Joel chapter 2, the scripture tells us in verse 28 that one of the signs of the outpouring of the Spirit is that people will begin to dream. But it's not ordinary dream. There are dreams that can affect your future. Dreams that can move you forward. These are prophetic dreams. And let me tell you, any channel that is vacant, Satan will use it. Which is why many of you never dream unless Satan is after you. You need to take that gift. Take it back to God. Listen to me. Whatever happens in your dream world is a transaction. It's legal. You cannot say it's just a dream. It's just a dream. It's what sent Nebuchadnezzar to the forest for 7 years. He had a dream now. Daniel told him that God was going to judge him. Right? And that he should repent. The man did not pay attention. One day he was in the council meeting. He just started doing like this. So the king has gone mad. Started growing claws like vampire. Grew hair. You that you have been putting cream in your hair. That you want your hair to be long. Go and see what happened to Brother Nebuchadnezzar. No, Nebu is not Tush. Say, what's your name? Say, I'm Chad. Chad. Say, sorry, which Chad? Is it Nebuchadnezzar? Chad. Because Chad is a very cool American name, you know. Say, I'm Chad. Chad. I don't know anybody behind Chad that is ugly. Go and check all their movies. But there's one Chad. Instead of me to tell you, he says, Nebu. God, he said, no, just call me Chad. God sent him into the forest. started struggling for what, for animal, for food with other animals. God reduced him because a warning was given. Look, I want you to understand that. Look at the people who used to dream in the scriptures. Kings. Are you with me? Kings. It's not cheap. That God will look at a king and say, the best way to communicate with you is through dreams. And then you say it's nothing. In fact, if God gives you a dream, he will give you a witness. As you are waking up, you say, this is God. That is the first sign that God is speaking to you. He will give you a witness. As you are coming out of that dream, the Lord has spoken. The second thing is to now take the symbols. And let me help you a bit here. When you have received a dream, what do I do with that dream? The first item, you must understand all the major symbols in that dream. Identify them. Okay, I saw myself in a bike. I was riding a bicycle. Then later someone told me, don't ride this bicycle. Take a jalopy. Take this car. And then I saw 5 written in the sky. With in bracket, 3. 5 raised to power 3. 5 years. 5 years. 5 years. Okay. So, sir, what do you do? Sir, I'm a pastor. You're a pastor? You saw yourself riding a bicycle, yes, and you saw 5. Then after the 5, you were given a car. Yes, okay, so there's a timeline of 5 years here. That bicycle represents your current level of ministry, which means that you have a local ministry. Your ministry will be kept at the backyard. You will visit villages, because that's where bicycles go to. You will go to farms. The Lord said, embrace it. Stop looking at those who are in aeroplane. Huh? I have given you a localized ministry. The Lord said, if you are faithful in 5 years, can you see interpretation? I will give you a car. Meaning that now you can travel around the country. Are you with me? See, the spirit of interpretation. You see the way it works. Whatever dream you have, is not the interpretation is not far away from where you are right now in your life. The Lord will not be talking to you about being a leader if at this level of your life, you are not already showing leadership instinct. Joseph was not a leader, but his brothers saw that thing in him. The brothers knew the meaning. These evil people know the meaning. You are the one who needs to pray. They know the meaning. They can see that this is greatness. They can see it. So in order for you to rise in greatness, they can put sickness on that person so that you will be battling with different things. You will never have time to even focus on yourself. There is a science of interpretation. Number one, you have to identify all the key elements that you saw in that dream. Don't attach any meaning to them. Just identify them. Okay, I saw the color red. Please, if you see color red, it does not always mean danger. I know in your village, it's only the high priest of your, is it Amadioa? What do you people worship there? That wears red. Ezimo. The Ezimo of your village. I came to tell you that it does not. Please, there is a temptation to want to be cultural when you dream. Huh? There is a temptation to want to be like, if they give you water in my village, this is what it means. Please, I'm not here for your village people today. I just want to help you. So, stay with me. I understand where you are going, but you are jumping class. Let's just stay here. I went for a training. They wanted to teach us how to make money. This was like 10 years ago. No, like 12, 13 years ago. Somewhere at Ikeja, one of these... there's this hotel not too far from ShopRite. That's where they told us to gather. And I went. Come here, I wanted to make money. I sat at the back. They started bringing people to come and share testimonials. They call it test. You know, you think it's only church that share, where they share testimonials. I saw somebody. I'm a what do you call these people that wash cars? I need the professional name. So the guy washes cars. That he works with someone that where he washes cars for people. And the guy came, was looking very clean with nice beard. I said, this one cannot wash cars. The guy now said, my name is Chooks. I wash cars around this area at Toyota. Then I saw chairman. He pointed to somebody. I couldn't see the person's face. Said, chairman. He just asked me, what do you do? Are you educated? Say, secondary school. It's okay. Let me show you an opportunity. Said, I'm here today because of this man. This man is my savior. People think that Jesus is the problem. You have not seen certain things. Say, this man is my savior. I make $500 every day. Say, I no longer wash cars. You said, no, I tell you. Then they brought other people. They were prepping us mentally for when they will ask for money. But I didn't know how to read the sign. Me, I like to follow those who know road. It makes your journey easy. By the time chairman came, I see the way they were clapping. He just told them, say, please display my phone, my text message. I want you to show it online. Show it on the screen. I want them to see what comes into my account every week. He didn't talk. Evidence. Your life will have evidence. When I saw the, say, so weekly I make like $10,000. Then there's a bonus that comes at the end of the month. So as they were scrolling, we could see it. And I said, how many of you like to live my type of life? I said the signs were there. But when your emotions are captured, the dog that will be lost will never. Say they told you to go to school, you refuse. They told you to do I can, you refuse. The dog that will be lost, man of God. By the time the guy finished, he didn't talk too much. Said, I'm not here to talk. I'm here to invite you to join this community. Did you listen to those people? If this man washes cars, say, sir, are you a graduate? Say, yes. So he's better than you. Your education did not benefit you in any way. They say, it's true, sir. It's true, sir. It's true, sir. Because as that man was talking, five per week, 10,000. My God. Times 700. Ha! You started thinking of how you will tell your boss your mind. You don't have to work hard and die. Let's show you sack your boss. You live here. Fire your boss. Hey! I say, yes. So, at some point, somebody now shouted, show us the way. You are just talking. The guy was mesmerized. Like, oh God, go to the main point. I'm ready to pay. They raised the expectation. Amen. When I look back, actually, that man was not the first to shout. I was the first. Just that I was shouting inside of talk. The guy just kept sharing testimony. They kept scrolling. We are just it. Like this guy's been making this money like a whole year. January. Where were you January? You are still looking at how will this year be? See this. The moment your emotions are captured, your interpretation is wrong. Don't worry. Whatever interpretation you gave to that dream is wrong. So you must identify the major elements. Number one, what do I mean by elements? Where did that dream happen? Please pay attention. And if you want to write, write. Where did that dream happen? Who are the people in the dream? Are we together? Who are the people in the dream? What were the words that were being spoken? Were they words of assurance? Were they like words of warning? Like caution? Then what was the tone of that dream? The emotion. Fear. Worry. Joy. fright, battle, joy, happiness, peace, rest. The emotion is critical to the interpretation. Because you see, that dream was structured like a simulation program to program and give you the information in a particular set. So you must, the first thing you want to get is, what was the emotion that I felt? If somebody spoke to you there, what was the emotion that the person also demonstrated towards you? It's just like that man that I said I prayed for, that was trusting God for a child for 27 years. And when the woman finally got pregnant, the elderly woman, the mama in the house, that she used to feel that this one is a mother, she can counsel me. She used to tell that woman her problem. She now went to the woman to say, Mama, you don't enter. Mama asked her, you sure say you won't keep her? These are my Benin people. He said, you sure say you won't keep her? And the woman, the young woman did not like, what's this? You know? She just took it. Say, hello, you must refuse to be casual. Don't let anybody play with you. When you are dealing with matter of your destiny, if you sense any red flag, please address it. This is the woman you have always come to. Don't worry. God will do it. God will do it. Now the thing has happened. You say, Mama, let me even tell her. She, at least she's the elderly person in the compound. She can guide me. Mama say, you sure? Like this is not a dream. But like it happened physically. The baby died. How can you search for something for 27 years and be careless? The husband could not challenge the woman. Somebody told you, you won't keep her. The baby died. You want to go and challenge her? You want to die too? Do you understand what I'm saying? That even when some people are awake, that sense of spiritual awareness, they don't have it. You are telling somebody you are looking for the person. Are you sure you are not too old to be? Who said that? No. God, what's our spirit? They must settle somewhere. Once they are spoken, they must settle somewhere. If the person looked at you and told you that, the last person that was here did not stay more than three. Excuse me. Come. You have to reject it, because words have direction. They are spirit. They go to their target. If you just say, out of respect, excuse me, if you tell me something negative, I will not respect you. I will not respect you. It may be my father, it may be my mother, back to sender. Well, I don't, because you have lived your own life. Let me live my own. What's your problem? I'm having a conversation. You had. Why are you always so pessimistic? No. Why are you such of a negative spirit? Because pessimism is like an English word. You have a negative spirit. Don't you know people like that? They will always see what we go wrong. You are never enough for them. And that's how you will see them in the dream too. I've met ladies who told me that. One lady, when we were on campus then, I went to those days when I used to shadow my wife. I went to visit. We didn't just marry in heaven, it was here. So, and it was not Bible we were discussing. We used to talk Bible before we started the relationship. After we started the relationship, I want, let me know who I want to marry, please. Well, no, there's Bible study, but we have to look at other things too. I went to visit her at the hostel. I saw someone close to her. The person just said, she wasn't around. She now says, please, can I ask you a question? I say, yeah. Say, please, do I look attractive to you? It was a sincere question, actually. To the pure, all things are pure. It was a sincere question. I now said, why are you asking me this? She said, all her life. That's what they've told her. And I'm looking at this slender, fine-looking thing. Like, just look inside the mirror now. But you see, the thing has been so painted that even when she stands in front of the mirror, she doesn't see it. What's her spirit? Don't play. Don't play. Don't be respectful to somebody who insults your spiritual intelligence. Don't be nice. Say, yeah. You are who? The same thing you have carried into your dream world now. You see things, you say, God is in control. Which God? You saw something. What you saw was for you to take action. You saw it. You had a dream that they were downsizing. You saw the list, but you did not have the opportunity to see whether your name was in that list, and you woke up. And the next thing you went to do was to buy shawarma. What are those things they sell around your office? Egg roll. Fresh egg roll. That day, the woman came because of you. She saw you, say, my customer. She called you. She was sent to finish the work. You saw. Because let me tell you, certain things they are time sensitive. If you see certain things in the spirit and you don't address them, that energy will be gone in 48 hours. Sometimes, even when you dream, in less than 6 hours, the dream begins to fade off. Does it take away the fact that you had a dream? No. But the reality, the awareness is taken. Then God speaks once, but we hear twice. You have heard three times now, and you still have not taken action. This thing is in front of you. Pay attention. Look for the major elements in that dream. Look for the emotions in that dream. Look for the words that were spoken. Try to put all these things, like if you have a whiteboard, just write. Don't try to... Don't overthink it. Whatever you know, just put it like what was said, where was the setting, what was the emotion, was I scared, was I afraid, what was, just don't worry, it's okay to be afraid. I know you're a man of God. Just write it. Then look at the dream. What is the connecting point? Oh, everything in the dream happened around my father's house. Oh, it was somewhere in the village. Oh, one of the houses where we used to live. Just, there's something about writing that gives clarity. You see this? I have a magic brain. It's where Satan is hiding. Just write. Don't worry. I know you want to go and browse and check Instagram. Don't worry. Most of those people dancing on Instagram, they are a product of eroded destiny. So don't bother about them. They are finished. So don't worry. So they are just looking for people to take along with them. Because I don't know why a beautiful lady, as Sadiq as you are, CID Sadiq, I don't know how you'll be as fine as this. And this is the only level of intelligence you have to give to the world. You don't have a dancing school. Nobody is coming to register to learn how to dance. You are just giving us free. We can't stay together. Can't stay together. You must have something more than this dance. Some of them, they gave you 500,000. One of them, 1.2 million for 10 seconds dance. I say, My God. One of my friends who saw them started dancing. I asked him, I say, are you gay? What's your problem? The way God built women, they were made to dance. You are made to work. If you like that from today to tomorrow, we will not like, we will not click share, we will not watch it because you are not a woman. Say, he's doing it for God. I say, who is God? God is not on Facebook. Agbalagba like you, 50 years old man, my friend. Do that. I say, if you like, do robot dance. We will not watch it because you are not a woman. All those 500,000 people, are they women? Most people are trapped. Some now say, this one they dance past Jarvis. This one they dance past Pella. This one they dance. Yes, I'm on Facebook. All right. I just they tell you, sir, before you think, sir, I don't understand. I did market, I know it thing they happen. Some of you know the side, they speak Pidgin English. Now, Barak, I grew up. Make I just tell you now. In the morning, we know they say good morning. Now, your pa, your ma, and I greet him with that one. Forget that thing. My father is from Delta State. Now, me, they claim Yoruba.
Forget that.
God have mercy on my soul.
I never see anything.
If it was in a comedy, I did do it. I don't blow titty. Now God, they hide my stuff. All right. Delete. So, are you here? Now, when you have a dream and you have charted it, you've put it out on the board and you feel that God is saying something, I recommend, first of all, is there any element in this dream that is consistent with the way God talks to you? Please pay attention. This one should be in prophetic school, but this second service is divine guidance. Is there anything that seems to be like a recurring way or something that you know God uses to talk to you often? If that thing is in, you find it in that dream, identify it. What does that thing usually represent anytime you see it? Note it down. We have not gotten the answer to this dream. We are walking our way. Huh? Are we together? We are walking our way. But you must not be presumptuous to think that because you are gifted, you cannot make mistake. Yes. I was preaching in Akure, and I was hearing a name. Tony. The thing was in class. Toke? Who is Toke? Ah. So apparently there was no Tony, but there was a Toke. Oh, the prophecy was detailed. It took me a while to narrow down on the name, but once I got the name, the door opened, and it was like I was swimming. I was just giving all the details. After you have identified the major elements that you are used to, the next thing you need to now know is to identify, is this dream from God or from Satan? Most of the time, when a dream is from the Lord, even if what is being shown to you is scary, it will give you rest. You'll be watching it like a movie. If the enemy is involved, he will always seek to oppress or to deceive you. Oppress with fear, unhealthy emotions. He will try to suggest to you, this thing you have seen, there's nothing you can do about it. But every time God reveals, it is with the intention to redeem. If God shows you something, that means there's a way out. If you are down and flat and out, and God showed you a dream where you are glorified and you are being celebrated, that means, Oga, get up. Something is on the way. Yeah. You may not look like it now. That's why God is showing you. So that you can put your hope in God and begin to rearrange yourself. If you found yourself, for instance, now, if I have any dream now, and I see myself holding the hands of a small child, I have to start fasting immediately. It's a big problem. Number one, I'm thinking that when I'm a bit richer, I may want to adopt a child. Just adopt. You know, give somebody a fair chance. But not to subject my wife to that. I don't want to go to any hospital and I say, congratulations, sir, it's a boy. Nobody should greet me that kind of greeting again. I've had enough of it. Thank you. She's really excited, though. I don't want them. Don't greet me that kind of greeting. Some people need it. Do you know that because of this kind of greeting, is why I tell myself I must not fornicate. Because now, my pastor, you know my pastor, Abby. There's a lady that got pregnant somewhere and he has been trying to assist that lady She's in another state. Tries to help her, give her money. She's a student. So that she won't abort the child. And the pastor here gave her a prophecy. He was preaching a meeting. And the Lord brought the lady out. That's how he entered the girl's life. But this wonderful sister who has no boundaries, we call my pastor in the middle of the night, around 12.
Pastor, I'm hungry. So I feel like eating
like suya or pepper chicken in the middle of the night. Pastor is in Lagos. You are living in another state. But like, this is, can you see the time you are calling me? It is 12.
Oh, Pastor. Pastor, you have abandoned me.
Sorry, excuse me. My wife had to ask me, sorry, Pastor, are you sure you are not the father of this child? Because, say, no, he's just trying to help the girl. Sir, Pastor, you need to tell her to stop calling you. You are a married man. You see? When the lady was going to give birth, this was one that now made me scatter on the floor. They called my pastor from the hospital. I don't know what the lady told them, but she submitted his name that they can call him. Only for the nurse to call. Ah, Oga, where are you? Eh? You left a lady in this condition and you are not here. Pastor, you are just okay, man. I say, Pastor, you're a Christian. Me, I know well like that too. I know well like that. I say, excuse me. I don't know if you are recording this conversation. Let me tell you, you are speaking to a servant of God. He said, yeah, the lady is due. We need the baby things. We need this. We need that. The way my pastor responded, I was saying, sorry, sir. Are you sure you are not the father? Because the way you are not angry, you are not shouting. You know, there's a level you get to, you talk. I beg, now help, now favor. I don't even know. The girl went to drop my own father's name and say they should be calling. They thought he was the owner of the baby. I beg, if you can hear me, whether you're online or here, don't try me with this kind of thing. My pastor is like Jesus Christ. Me, I'm still growing, so don't try me. I will show you my data side. Amen. If you find yourself in your dream, let's round up. If you find yourself in your dreams, and I'm saying this specifically because we started to pray from yesterday, and we've prayed this morning, and the Lord could give you certain signs in your dreams. And I want you to be, don't be a spiritual illiterate. You may be gifted, you are a prayer warrior, but you may not know how to interpret spiritual things. And I'm telling you that it is not by your human natural interpretation. There is a spirit that is responsible for decoding spiritual realities. It's the same reason why a lot of people speak in tongues, but very few people can interpret. Yeah. For most people, many of the challenges people have with Christians, especially Pentecostals, is because of some of the things we do that only God understands. Now that you have had the dream, you've isolated all the elements, and you have also determined that, okay, maybe God is speaking to you. You must have, now, please, what I'm saying now, what I'm about to say, I want you to take it very carefully and be very careful. You must also have a certain level of understanding of numbers. Please, what I just said, don't take it out of context, because there is an occultic arm of what I just said where they teach numerology, the number of angels, 999, 111, and they tell you all those things. I am not here to talk about that. I said, be very careful. Don't go on Google and type. How many of you have done that? You type a number you saw. You wanted, Google did not show you that dream. Google doesn't have the meaning. I've done it before. I spoke in tongues to my ChatGPT. I say interpret. ChatGPT told me, say, this doesn't seem to be any known language. I say, okay, at least if you had interpreted it, I would have had to go back to God. That what do I speak? Is it tongues of men or is it angels? Because this chat seemed to understand what I was saying. However, I preached in a meeting before where I was speaking in tongues, thinking I was speaking under the influence of the Spirit. I did not know I was speaking in Isha language. But there were two women there who understood. And they were saying, the man is from Isha. I said, you are, I beg you. I'm not from Isha. You are speaking Isha. I say, me? I speak the tongue of angel. They say, Pastor, we understood what you are saying. Shame catch me. And I said, sorry, what was I saying? hope it's not that I was saying. He said, no, you are communicating. I said, what did I? Fear can't they catch me. To even now admit that maybe somebody understands. You know, sometimes you don't even know that you are reading curses on yourself. What was I saying? He said, no, you are glorifying God, asking for his glory. I say, is that it? Thank you. And they go. My work with you has finished. Because if they have said, the thing you have said, I cannot repeat it. That means the whole church is in. That church had about 400 people. And I was speaking in tongues, thinking I was calling on glory. They say it was Asian language. I didn't go far. I have not ascended to the realm of angels. The bus stop only took me from that town and dropped me at So all you Asian people, God bless you. Your language is close to the language of heaven. So when you've determined all of this, and you know that God is speaking, if there are numbers, there's a scriptural position on numbers, generally acceptable within the church community. One is for what? One is what? Huh? Beginning. Two is what? Witness. Three? Huh? Trinity, exactly. What of four? You said? Talk to me. What did you say? Balance. But that's not the only meaning. Five. Grace, fivefold ministry. Six. Humanity, man. Seven. Everybody know that. Perfection. Eight. New beginning. Ten. Ten. You know, when you cram. Okay, ten. What is the problem between 10 and 12? Let me tell you. Yes, but 10 is not complete. It's not complete government. The full government rests on 12. So if you are... leave that one. But I'm just saying that we can continue like this till we get to 666, 999, 1,000. Or you will now find all those measurements that God used to give Moses, Ezekiel, measurement of the temple. You will now see all those numbers that you skip when you read that chapter. You will now begin to see the meaning. And why God specifically said to Moses, you must follow the pattern that I give to you. The earthly measurement, because they all have meaning. So numbers are not just numbers. There's a reason why God didn't create man the first day. So when you have sorted all of this, you now ask yourself, what type of dream is this? So let's round up here. We cannot finish the world of dreams in one day, but I'm preparing you for what is coming. Number one, is this dream communicating revelation? So that's the first type of dream. Revelation dreams. God is revealing something to you. Something you may not have known before. Or you may not have paid attention to. But the Lord is showing you and you are seeing like, this is like a revelation. And you can find this in the life of Joseph. When God spoke to him by showing him stars, 11 stars, right? In the sky. And he himself was confused. Now, one of the terrible things that can happen to you as a prophetic person is to be growing in isolation. That's why you find that the prophetic company is one that was from the Old Testament to New, they had a company. Because sometimes the dream may be given to me, the meaning may be given to another person. So what type of dream is this? Number one, it could be a revelation dream. So when it's a revelation dream, it means that whatever you make out of that dream must alter your next decision. Number two, is it a warning dream? The dream somebody might have a dream that speaks of an accident. You don't have to travel. You don't have to travel. You don't have to travel. If you know you can't pray, don't travel. In my former church, a prophet gave someone, one rebellious man, a message and said, don't travel. The man said, amen, hallelujah. As he was leaving there, he entered the vehicle, started, he's going to Kafancha. The accident was so brutal. Huh? But for God to now show him that he was the one who warned him. Sir, do you know what happened? It was a head-on collision. The windows, the glasses were shattered. You know what happened to him? He said they first pulled out his glasses from his eyes, folded it, dropped it in his pocket. The pair of glasses was the only thing that was saved. Next time, when they tell you, don't pray, just obey. Most people pray out of rebellion. Everything around the man was destroyed. God just, he said, like a wind, took out the glasses, folded it, put it in his pocket. Only the man and the pair of glasses came out. He came to roll on the floor in church. It could be a warning. If you are spiritually smart, there are some battles you will not fight. And I want you to imagine that you met this guy. He ticks all the boxes. All of a sudden, you're having nightmares. Everything is okay about this guy. But for some reason, it's as if you're always falling into from one skyscraper. You are falling. You wake up. You sleep. You fall again. My sister, run. No, fly. Because there's something. And how you will know if you suspect that I'm the, like, since I came into your life, this is separate from me for a while. Now check again. If the negative dreams stop, delete my number. Because there are people go about with auras. Some people's auras are so strong. Even you as a Christian, you will struggle beside them. Some people are so dangerously erratic that anywhere they go in that office, nobody will notice anybody again. They'll start calling them, you, come and do it. You, come and do it. Everybody wants to relate with them. Before they came, everybody was fine. Everybody gets equal attention. The moment he entered, it's as if there was nobody in the office again. So that one came to cover your glory. You must do something about him. And if you like, say it doesn't happen. Okay. Number three, we have those type of dreams we call divine encounters. Those type of dreams, you have angelic visitation. The Lord could come to you in his glory. Huh? And that's something beautiful to see. Comes to you in his glory. It could come to you as wisdom, where he shares eternal counsels with you. Or it could come to you explaining the times and seasons that are around you. So they are like divine encounters. You have one of those once in a lifetime kind of encounters. Some people even see those things more regularly. You know? There are some people I've met, you know, way back, who respect me. They say, I'm a prophet. But shame will not let me admit that these young girls are more anointed than I am. Do you know why? Whenever I prophesy, and they are not confident, but they come to you and say, Pastor, you know, 2 nights ago, you know that plane crash? I saw it 2 nights ago. In fact, I saw that it was Ikeja. I saw this, I saw that. I saw the color, a bit of military colors here and there, you know, or the mini, oh no, all those false guys, you know, I saw it and I prayed and it was as if I did not break through. When that thing happened, I became ashamed. I say, you saw these things. You saw the registration number on the, you saw the color of the plane. You saw the pilot said with his mustache. You saw everything. Wow. Say, amen. God will continue to strengthen you. When I leave that place, I say, don't be passive with this. God, I want you to speak to me like this so I can be a major prophet. Somebody has it, she lacks self-confidence. So there are some dreams that are dreams I refer to as divine encounters. And you need them. I'm telling you. Many times when you are about to enter into a new season, like Joseph, God will send an angel. He said, take your boy. Take him to Egypt. You know, prophetic dreams, they are very vivid, they are very valid, and they are very real. Sometimes even when you wake up from your dream, you can still smell the aura of divine presence in that room. You need it. Don't say me, when I sleep like I see God gives me peace. I am here to tell you, once in a while, you need it. Finally, the dream could be for instructions. Joseph, take this boy out of here and take him to Egypt. The thing with this type of dreams is that if God speaks to you once, speaks to you again, and you don't take action, that channel will shut. Now, if you consider the scripture we read when we started this session, the scripture said that God gives us dreams so that he may withdraw us from our purpose. That means most of the times we are making wrong decisions. And dreams are one of the channels God can use to, yeah. Like that sister that I once shared a story that done an engagement, and after her engagement she just started having premonitions of death. And she backed out of the relationship, and even the pastor of the church could not perceive it. The girl who was a member of the prayer team sensed that there was debt and that she must not marry that boy. People begged her, they begged her, they begged her, they begged her. She's, madam, you are not, it's not even like you are getting so young. She said no. That what she's seen, she cannot go ahead. The boy came. What have I done? I will change. She did not agree. The guy died that year. Everybody would have simply come to say, sorry, 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 sorry. Listen to me. If you have any element of prophetic dreams, that gift will save your life and save the lives of people around you. So you must not play with it. He said in verse 18 that he gives us dreams so that he can keep our soul from the pit. The pit there is the grave. God will show you things as the devil is planning it, he will be showing you. Have you noticed how vivid those demonic dreams are when you see them? They are even like more vivid than the one God. So today, your prophetic dreams will now be very vivid. The scripture says in verse 18 that God gives us dreams so that our life will be preserved from perishing by the sword. There are certain things that you may not be able to pray against. If you go out that day, you cannot escape it. That's why as we are all growing as professionals, oh, pray that God will give you the grace to have control over your time. Pray for yourself. And maybe you should write this down. That God will give you the grace to have control over your time. So that you get a call, you are now running out. If you don't want to go out, don't go. Tell the person, let's reschedule. Because the scripture says, those who believe will not make haste. And once you make haste, you open the door to Satan. There's something about haste that reduces your ability to hear God. You are in a hurry. You want to quickly get there. You want to quickly get there. I was walking not too long ago. I was somewhere around Sheraton, I think on this Bankantony way, towards the airport. I couldn't get a bus. I was coming to church. I went there to do a few things. I needed to come back here and finish my work. And I thought I would get a bus. Nobody wanted to pick me. And the Lord said, what's wrong with your leg? I said, nothing. He said, walk. Walk and pray. And I started walking, walking. Somewhere in my mind, I will see a bus. I got to the front of this church before I saw a bus. Many times, he preserves our life from perishing by the sword. Now, this applies generally to the subject of divine revelation. But let me tell you, and I will end my message. And I will tell you how what you need to do with what I've said. Have I ever told you guys the story of what happened when I was traveling to Ilorin for NYC? I was going to Sokoto through Ilorin. It was an early morning ride. You know, God, don't use my life to be warning people. Just let me hear. Sometimes you have so many stories, it's just so terrible. I like to sit in front in buses. So I got there early. It was a very early morning ride. Sokoto is like a full day journey. So I was going from Akure. So at the park, first stop is Ilorin. So I sat in front. Then my mom came. Most people don't know that my mom used to be a prophet. Or she's prophetic, let me put it that way. So she just came, looked at the bus. Say, don't sit here. Come and sit here. I said, Mom, it's too early in the morning. It's too early. Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. This bus will get to the destination safe. She said, come and sit down here. I said, I'm the first. I should have the right to... Let groom. My mom said, as I'm talking, calm down. Amen. you might be spiritual. But you see what the elder sees? Sitting down. even if you pray, you can't sit. My mom said, calm down now. When I looked at her eyes, people are beginning to look at me. You know, all these Ondo people, they'll just be looking at you as if you don't have respect. I just came down. That once she goes, I'll go back to the front. My mom now waited. That, you know, that next row is not very convenient. She said, that's where I must sit. My brother, the bus took off in front of my mom. We are not gone far. This is still like 7 a.m. I did not know that my driver had taken squadron. I did not look at his eyes. The guy's eyes were blurry. I did not look. I just felt like early morning, everybody should be calm. My brother, not before that other side. The guy was high. You know, there are some, when you are on the express, sometimes you'll be seeing trees with like steep down. It goes all the way down. That was my first experience where our vehicle will lose control. Like, it's like a movie. Huh? Lost control and veered off the road. Running into trees like we were on the... Oh, goodness. It was terrible. Come and see people screaming. The driver... No, at that point, you can't control the vehicle. He was just running into everything. By the time we hit the bottom of that, the car was compressed. The place my mom told me not to sit, that door became bent, sharpened with a very strong pointed edge. You know that door is metallic. It went into the legs of the person who sat there, came out. I was going for NYC. Oh, that would have been the end of it. Right? They would have had to take me back. Then I would not be able to camp. Then the story will now begin. Then I will lose 1 year of God's plan because I did not give heed. Huh? Because when that instruction came, it didn't look like anything was going to happen. That I was 1 hour away from salvation. That is what happens when you have a dream. And after you have verified that it is God that is talking to you, or if you have seen me here, professor, and do some things, and I'll tell you something because you don't like it. You say it's an advice. Do I look like a corporate financial advisor or do I look like a counselor? Man of God, you know, I will still have my scar to show for it. That nothing will take away that type of scar. That thing pierced that man's bones. The way the man screamed, oh, I knew that something was broken. When you look at something in front of you, don't look at it with these eyes. Look at it with your inner eye. Train yourself to see with your spiritual eye. You will see something. My mom said, as I'm talking, calm down. Calm down. You won't. All my effort. You calm down. Calm down. And she waited. I told her, you can go now. People are sitting. Say no. I want this boss to leave. For whatever reason, she saw something. And she saw death. They had to call. The moment the accident happened, the man's eyes cleared. So he was able to call the park. Sent another bus. And that's how I got to Ilorin. The purpose of dreams is to save your life from perishing by the sword. If God speaks to you through this legal channel and you don't take heed, prayer may not save you. So what do you need to do? Number one, I hope I'm not wasting your time. God, we should have closed now. What do we need to do? Number one, you need to recognize that this channel is also open to you. Even if you don't dream every time, whenever God speaks to you like that, you must know that the heavens have spoken. It's not as if you'll be dreaming every day, but you have a sense of God speaks to me through dreams. You must accept it. Number two, your gift has several developmental stages. Which means there will be a time Joseph will dream, but he may not know the meaning. God might even be speaking to him, but he will be confused. Many times you will even find the angels asking, understand it, what thou readest. You understand it? When God speaks, it seems simple, but it's not clear. You need to be guided. That's why we talked about guidance this morning. If you are someone that is gifted in dreams, if you are dealing with a family problem, when that battle is won, God will give you a dream. My mom that was used to preserve my life, there was a time I told her she wanted to travel. I said, don't go. This was years after. She was not listening. I now told her. I said, you must learn to differentiate when you are speaking to your son and when you are speaking to a prophet. If you go, you will not come back. She stayed at home. Your gift will save your life and the lives of those you love. It was Mary that the angel appeared to tell her that she will have a son, but it was Joseph who saw the dream. Not Mary. So why are you surrounding yourself with people who don't believe in supernatural things? If you talk, they'll say, it's just your mind. Everything is your mind. Oh, really? What do I need to do? Recognize that God can speak to me through this channel. Number two, I must consecrate this channel to the Lord so that illegal and demonic spirits will start coming to me through those channels. They need to stop. Because that channel is like open source. Do you know what I mean by open source? Do you know what I mean by open source? Anybody can customize and use it. There are some of you that you are always forgetting your dreams. You are suffering from spiritual hijack. It should not be so. You need to consecrate that gift, that channel, as holy unto the Lord. You will say specifically in words, Lord, from today, this channel is now only for you. No demons must have access to this IP address. You consecrate it so that your ability to process what is coming to you become enhanced Because from spirit to spirit, we understand, we compare spiritual things with spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. When I used to have a lot of dreams way back, I didn't used to understand. So I spoke to my mentor, Professor Molonu at Covenant University. I said, why is it that I have so many dreams about my life, my future, but I know these things are about my future. I had a dream when I was somewhere just about finishing secondary school, and I saw myself holding a baby, a day-old baby. At least I know I'm not married. Nobody, I'm not owing any woman anything. All right? But I was giving a baby. And I saw a fellow come to me and say, the name of this baby is called Healing. That in order, so when I woke up, how can a baby be called Healing? But later in life, I realized that he was talking about the gift. This gift is yours, but it's still young. It's tender. You don't even look like you have it. All right? That in other words, I'm supposed to nurture the gift. Please, are you with me? The angel said, this baby is called Healing. It was a day-old baby in that dream. But it didn't make sense to me. A baby for me signifies new life, new season. But this angel said, this baby is called Healing. And that in the future, I will be known as a healer. It's good. But at that level where I was, it didn't quite make a lot of sense. So I went to my pastor. I saw myself with a baby, and I saw this elder who came and said, the name of this baby is Healing, and that I will be a healer. I said, it doesn't make sense. He laughed. He said, there's nothing to pray about. He was the one who now told me that, yes, a baby signifies a new season, a new beginning. He said, but in your case, this is speaking about the gift, which is already in your life, but still at a very tender phase. But now look at the testimony I shared this morning about the person that was healed of kidney failure. I didn't even see the person. I didn't lay hands on the person. I only prayed and the person received it wherever the person was. I went to preach at this church beside us here, Global Harvest. I went to preach in their church in another city. And something similar like that happened. The pastor had to call the man because he was not in church, put him and his wife on speaker. And as I was prophesying, they were confirming it. I don't even know what they look like. And may I tell you, it doesn't happen every time. Don't come and ask me what your house address is. I don't know. Check Google. I don't know where you live. But I'm just telling you that before now, if you ever told me that you could heal kidney by praying online, I would never have believed. The other boy that was dying in Abuja that joined our online prayer meeting and was rejected by the hospital because he was going to die, a young boy, 6 years old. But the person heard when I said, give him a cup of water, go to the dispenser. I didn't say pure water. I said, go to the dispenser, get him water. As he drinks it, he'll be well. The boy was even already unconscious. The doctor just told him, so that you won't be spending money, go home. When he dies, bring him back. That's why they took the baby home. The boy is just about 6 years old. You know, and it's amazing. We need the healing anointing now. Because we have so many young children who are coming up with all kinds of strange things. Things that we never used to associate with children. We need the healing anointing. And you can, the Bible says, covet earnestly the best gift. You can walk in these things. The other brother that came and said, oh, okay, at the other church, he had a hole in his heart. They wanted to take him to India. What the Lord told me to do was not any of these things. He said, pray for him every seven days. So after, I told him, he must be in church. 7 days after service come, I pray for him. He goes, I anoint him. 7 days, he comes again. Bam. 7 days, bam. Then go and check. He didn't find it again. Brand new heart. Reddington GRE here. Kedja GRE. I'm saying these things because you may be gifted proficiently in some of these areas, but your gift may not be manifesting because it is at a tender state. So what do you do? Jude verse 20. Many of you who are listening to me, whether you are online or you are here, you have a very unique ability to pray in the spirit, but I use my own ability for something different. Please give me Jude verse 20. Can we wrap up here? So, it is the doers of the word that shall be blessed. He said, but you, beloved, build up yourselves. This word build is in present continuous, right? Building, which means it is something that must continue. Say you must build up yourself in your faith, and then it categorizes the faith by giving it a quality of holiness. By praying in the Holy Ghost, which means that the ability to pray in the Spirit or as enabled by the Spirit will lead to spiritual development. Which means when I pray in the Spirit, and I said this yesterday for those of us who are here, your prayer is not effective because you feel the prayer. Are you with me? Even if you are feeling distracted, if you are praying in the Spirit, your prayer is effective. Yeah. This, the IP, where the server is above distraction. Yeah. If you are praying in your mother tongue, and while you are praying, you saw Edika Icon, a plate of Edika Icon with Gary, and they brought, that Gary was like 3 wraps. They now attached 1 chilled, whatever, you filling the gap. My brother, that prayer, just stop, go and eat. But you see, this praying in tongues, the Bible says it has the ability to build. Which means, if your faith level, because of what, maybe you have been at the hospital to see somebody, your friend that was sick, and the person was not recovering. You know, there's a way you can hang around the hospital, your faith will drop. So, when you leave that hospital, you have to go and build your faith because it has lost virtue. The market is now bearish. So you go and pray. While you are praying, you may even be discouraged because of your friend that's at the hospital. Stay there. The scripture says, when I do that, I am building. Please put up that scripture. What are you building up? What are you building up? My sister at the back having that conversation. Can you say, what are you building up? You are a combination of giftings, anointings, graces, mercies. So when you are praying, this is your spirit here. You are building up your spiritual capacity. You are growing muscles. You are receiving ability. Because some of the things you say are difficult are only because those things are above your pay grade. It's not because they are hard. Somebody may want to pray for that same person with kidney failure and he must do 21 days fasting. So this is a record-breaking tool. You do it to just mark time. Just let us pray. You just speak in tongues. You're absent-minded. No. This thing is, you look at the challenge. Where are we? This challenge is on level 8. I'm on level 6. So I need to build my faith capacity for miracles to level 9. Then you start. When you get there to where you can now speak, because scripture says he called the things that be not as though they were. When you get to that level where you can speak and miracles will happen, a witness will be given to you. Faith will rise in your spirit. Say, building up yourselves in your most holy faith by praying. So I use the ability to pray in tongues to sharpen the giftings in my spirit. This is not the only method, but this is the one that concerns all of us, because most of us here can pray in tongues. You pray, and this one is not 5 minutes prayer, because we are building. We are mixing cement. There's concrete. There's block. And we are mixing. There's water. We are mixing. You will not wear shoes, wear slippers, because you don't know when you will leave here. Don't, you see, the moment you start thinking of how long will I be here, you have defeated yourself. Ventilate. Ventilate. Ventilate in the spirit. Praying in tongues is like breathing in and breathing out. You just know that when you live here, Yvonne, you are living with answer. You are living with answer. When you are done with that prayer, maybe 2 hours, it will just be the Lord giving you rest. You will go back and tell your people at home, nobody should pray again. When we are going to have our baby, I was sharing this testimony yesterday, our daughter, after the warfare that surrounded that pregnancy, and we lost that pregnancy, the Lord said to us that we still had a baby. Even though the doctor confirmed there is nothing, my wife wasn't pregnant anymore, the Lord said she was pregnant. So we chose to believe God's word. And that's why she was given that name, which means consecrated to God. Because there was a lot of warfare, because we brought a witch into our house as a nanny, and we did not know she was a witch. That's why, as a spiritual person, be careful. Don't be too emotional. Your emotions will take away your power to see, your power to hear, your power to discern. That's why if you go to places like Canaan land, you will never find your people saying, hey, so how is the condition? Out! Back! Out! Out! He doesn't want to know how many years you've been carrying the problem. Out! You're free. And that's it too. You are free. Sir, actually, let me tell you, it started 7 years ago. Next person. You are not ready. It is a pastor that will sit down with you and be saying, okay, tell me. A prophet doesn't have time. You are free. The bondage. Put that mad woman into my car. Let me see if she will still be mad. They brought out a sane woman. It's level, it's understanding. Understanding. So you need to look at, and let me tell you, when you are building your face like this, you must have a mental target of what you are expecting there. That's what you are building towards. The moment you are building towards something, and when you hit that point, there will be a witness. When the doctors confirmed again, because we still had the baby that year, 10 months or dead. Huh? The same. The real shed. She said the same EDD that we were given when we lost the first baby was when the baby still came. But the doctor checked and said he didn't see anything. Actually, there was nothing. But God's word. So before you come and create a problem, we now named you consecration. Consecrated. So you belong to God. In case I'm not at home. That's your father. That's your daughter. We don't just give people names. Say, she must bear my father's name. Who is your father? Your father is dead. Your father died. It was one small arrow. They shot at him. And he died. Tina, you're not gonna kill me. Hallelujah. But you see, God's word. There was a time when my wife started having complications with that pregnancy. I think it was that child, it was very challenging. I started praying, God, we must not lose this baby again. I even shared this testimony at Prophetic Streams. God told me, say, don't pray about your wife again. Don't pray about this baby. I said, I cannot. After what we experienced, God said, okay, about this pregnancy, don't pray again. Because God wanted me to know that I was not cooperating. So I was praying in unbelief and fear. I don't want a woman to die in my household. You understand? So I now changed the prayer to thanksgiving. Father, I thank you. You know the way you pray. You will not, all those things you want to use as prayer, you will use it as corner Nigerian man. I say, Father, I thank you because the baby is for me. Where everything, I thank you. God said, I said, don't pray. When I shared this, Pastor, you said, Pastor, you laughed. God, Pastor, you know this level. He knows this level very well. He understands it. He even used it to preach. He said, God said, don't pray. You want to now be spiritual. That, okay, I'm thanking God. God said, don't talk about it. Sir, the moment I stopped talking to God about it, my wife became better. You can be zealous in unbelief. Use your, and you see, you need to grow this gift. You need to understand how the gift is growing so that you can rate your own level of accuracy. Because I am telling you, there are some of you hearing me now. The way God will start visiting and speaking to you through dreams, it will be as if this is your first time. It will be very clear. It will be as though you live in another city. Like you are alive in Nigeria, but you live in a, it will be so vivid. You will see your past. You will see your, oh goodness. One man of God that is very popular and like very young man of God, he said, with all the problems in his life, you might have seen him, he said he prayed till he had a dream. After months of prayer, and the angel of the Lord said, look at this man, do you know him? He said, no. He said, look well again. See, the realm of dreams, is not small. The angel said, look at this man again. He said, I don't know. He said, that's your grandfather. He was the one who stole the future that all of you are supposed to have. He committed sacrilege, which is why you are now backward. Even though you are a man of God, you are backward. He said, what that man did, he took the destinies of all of you, ate it alone, and left you people to suffer. He said, so what do I do? The angel said, go, that thing in his hand, go and take it. That man of God suddenly became popular. Huh? Like one brought back from the dead. That man of God is like one brought back from the dead. Go and Google it. But it was several months of, like, no. They told us to pray, we prayed. They taught us to fast, we fasted. But something is not working. God said, no, let me show you where it is. But he prayed and they showed, he says, look at that man. He said, that's your grandfather. Go and take that in his hands. You are free. The other ones still need to pray. You are not useless. You are just untrained. You are not useless. It's just that your level of training is low. You must now come up to the higher mountains. You must come up to the higher mountains. Here, you will be chained. Here, you will be stripped of your feathers. Then you will feed on the supply of the Spirit. Then when you come out like an eagle, razor sharp. You are razor sharp. Listen to me. You must fight for this thing. Because of your children. You must get it. So that you can become the reference point in your family. You must fight it. You must secure. If you don't know what your family lost, how can you recover it? You must wake up today. Don't pamper yourself again. Rise on your feet. Into your temple. My soul is searching. Put on your priestly garments this morning.
Judge is waiting.
I want you to pray one prayer. Open my eyes that I may see. Open my ears that I may hear. Give me an understanding heart. Pray very quickly. Pray very quickly. We cannot afford to be spiritually blind anymore. 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 You cannot afford it. You pray for yourself this morning and say, Lord, give me eyes that see. Lord, give me ears that hear. Give me an understanding heart. Can you pray for yourself in 1 minute? And I want you to pray like a prayer warrior. Ask for eyes that can see. Zebele konokosata, zebereke telemosofati, zabala dekato solofetelia, rabele fesotolo bosaka, rabele fesotala namasata, rabale kasakata balagazi, rebele fetokozokata kataba, rabale kadokosataya. Rabale kanaka sofedia. Rabale kanaka sota. Rabale kanoto sita. Zebelene tapala sote. Zefelene foratasa. Open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Rabale kato sotea. Open my eyes, Rabale konoko setaya. Rebele fetone sata. Rabale konaka sata. Zote hekedeyala. Rabalato sebalane. Rabala kotayele galekuza. Rabale kosa taya. Alabarakatala de sata. Hallelujah. Barakazetele. Zeketeye, 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 zapalekata. The Lord is already touching people here. Zakataya malesaya. Rabale kono setaye. Leberekata lebasota. Zaparataya de lesa. Open my eyes, open my eyes. Children, pray, open my eyes. Zekaleta, Rabaleto losoteyada, Zabaratele, Zeprete Kateida, Zakalabara, Zekaledeba, Zoprate Kayante, Zokataye Balaza, Rabalena Dorate, Zabaleda, yeah. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Zakataya, I refuse to be blind. I refuse to be blind. I refuse to be blind. Zokateyama, Rabale Konositaya, Zekateleberata. I want you to ventilate in the spirit. Rabelika Doyandesita, Zakelebele Kunokota, Rabale Kataya. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Azekale Barakataya Dalere. Ay 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 ay. Open my eyes, O God, the spirit of visions. The spirit of visions, the spirit of revelation, prophetic people, Zekataye Malekaya, oh Rabare Katalia, oh, it is yours, it is yours, it is yours, it is yours, it is yours. It is yours. The Lord says it is yours. Elegele masoto. Whoa. Aha. Yale karaba de sata. Yale makataya. Borasita. Bayene kata. Eleva rasikata. Borasakata. Bole kataya. Zoketeya. Maria Kala, the spirit of visions. Power from above. Yekada Barrekata. Power from above. Rekataye. The Barrekata. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of visions. The spirit of visions. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Korabakata Yekada Barrekata. Behold his glory. Behold his glory. Dale kabarakatea.
And your church is waiting.
I am looking into a particular family. I saw the father of someone here. I perceive he may be a lady. Your dad some time ago was so sick. So sick. I'm seeing him almost like someone that's on the tall side. But he was so sick. And you guys had to, like, it was emotionally draining. The Lord sent me to you. Listen, that siege, because now it seems that, okay, The worst is over. But there is something that needs to be addressed. Play low. The prophet asked that the people should bring salt for a new cruise. And he healed the foundations, the source of that river. Listen, this particular person, I'm talking about somebody with a very sick. Your father was sick for a while, and that he was emotionally distressing. Now the Lord has given permission to speak to the source of that problem. But if I pray, somebody may die. You see, if you have a father that can eat anywhere, he doesn't believe he has enemies. That was where they got him. But now, there is no vacuum in the spirit. I'm looking inside his belly, and I am... Oh. Edith, I don't know why I'm being drawn to you as I'm speaking. This deliverance is starting from our family. Zekataye! Sate kabayataka! The Lord is in this woman's family now. I've seen the belly. Sediments of that poison is still there in the belly. But right now, the power of God will blast that thing. But whoever was responsible may not be spared. Meekness. The Lord said, those people who call you, there is someone that always calls you to check up on you in a very personal way. Look, let me tell you. Some people are only calling you to see if they are still in control. Some of these people are not friends per se. They are frenemies. The Lord says now he has elevated you. The Lord said he's doing something in your life now. And when that thing matures, don't say a word to anybody until the fullness of time. Because they think they are in control. But God has changed the goalpost. He did. God's hand is bringing deliverance into your life and into your family. I'm seeing God touch your parents. Your prayers have been answered. For those of you trusting God for a child, put your hands over your belly now. If you are trusting God for a child, put your hands over your belly. The seed is broken. 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 Sorry, our time is fast spent. But we are already in the month of July. And this is our season of breaking forth. The Lord said, I should tell you, you don't have what it takes to announce your business. Spirits must aid you. Spirits must go with you. That's why you keep facing rejection. So now, the Holy Spirit is now inside your business. There's a work of deliverance that is going on very quickly here. I saw the angel of the Lord. I'm hearing the sound of breaking shackles. Shackles of iron. Listen, you may not know, but the person that will wake up tomorrow will be a different you. Every prophecy that has lingered, every prophecy that has been delayed, will speak into the atmosphere. Let there be an hastening. Let there be an hastening. Let there be an hastening. The Lord said to Sarah, He said, why did you laugh? Your recklessness can abort your testimony. Why did you laugh? He said, but notwithstanding, this time next year, you will have a child. And you will call his name Isaac. Today, I speak into your destiny, let Isaac arise. That which represents laughter, that which represents the plan of God, that which represents what God is doing now, let Isaac arise in your life. He said, before we traveled, before they traveled, she was delivered of a man child. Who has seen such things? Now, in the name of Jesus, take delivery. Take delivery. The name of your miracle is called Isaac. Now take delivery. If they like, if the enemy likes, let them meet tonight. It will not count. Those people who meet behind the scenes in your office to discredit you, this week they will be disgraced. Because the word of God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I believe there's an anointing over your life. Therefore, the doors are wide open for you. Father, we thank you for this morning, for you are the mighty God, the ancient of days. No one can compare with your power. Who is like unto you in all the earth? Heaven and earth cannot contain you. How much more this house, where we lift up praises to you. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. Alebarasira. We raise a sound. We raise. For He is God and God alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now on to the Lamb. On to the Lamb upon the throne. We raise a sound.
We raise a sound.
We raise a sound. Say, for He is God,
for He is God,
and God, God
alone.
Hallelujah.
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 Say one more time, for He is God,
the Lamb upon the throne.
We raise a sound.
We raise a sound.
We raise a sound. Say,
for He is God and God alone.
Hallelujah.
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 Say.
Yeah.
unto the Lamb upon the throne. We raise a sound.
We raise
a sound.
For He is God and God alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Saying unto the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, time is against us, so it seems. But if your eyes are open in the spirit, you will see a lot of trash being taken out of this building. Sincerely. I can't trust these two eyes I'm seeing. They give a lot of false information. This thing is for your own good. Say, my sons and daughters will prophesy. My young men, they will see visions. The old men will dream dreams. One utterance gift, two sight gifts. Which means, as you see, you speak. Do not cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. I'm here to tell you that there are uninvited battles that you can get involved with. And you know, I have some friends in Iran, and they became unnecessarily happy. Now, with what has happened to them, the record now shows that they will need many years to recover. They should have just kept quiet. Mind your business. Some warfares are self-inflicted. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to reply every insult. Some battles, you can inherit battles. just by getting involved. I was speaking with a retired naval officer, Navy officer, and he was telling me that he was in the UK. He's an elderly man. He was in the UK, and just as he walked into the shopping mall, a woman rushed to him and said, "Oh, you Nigerian? Oh, I love Nigerian men. I've always wanted to date Nigerian men. Oh, my, come." Gave him a trolley. Pick anything you want. Now, so what did they do here? The man had heard that Nigerian men are in high demand, like crude oil. He did not know that it was real. This man is over 60 years with a bloated looking British person saying, "You are Nigerian." "I knew it. When I saw you, I knew it. Come on. You are following me home." The man came with his daughter to the shopping mall. The guy just wanted to spoil her dad, only for the man to get hijacked by a stranger. Somebody will say that's breakthrough. It's not breakthrough. It's not. I don't want that kind of breakthrough. I don't know which spirit is in your house. The girl had just noticed the man was not behind. The dad was not behind her. He just came out. Saw the man with a strange woman. He said, he just snatched him. He said, "He's married. And he's my father." He said, "Hey, daddy, follow me. Daddy, they go carry you here. You may be a naval officer in Nigeria, but here." Let me tell you, the man didn't plan for it. It's the same way people get involved with things that are not their business. There are things you cannot pray away. There are things that happen to you. Once you initiate the sequence, you cannot pray it away. You must be delivered. As you live here today, live here with the expectation that God's voice is not far from you. You don't need to be a pastor to hear God's voice. There are some of us who are here who are you are seers. When you go to bed, you know that God is coming. I need that kind of assurance that I can go to bed knowing that God will come. You will not be ordinary. In the name of Jesus. Are you blessed this morning? Are you grateful to God for this visitation? Listen to me. There is no time that we spend in God's presence that is a waste. I'm telling you. Sometimes it sounds like it's cliche. But for whatever reason, God will not come on the first day. He will wait to see how serious you are.